Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like your relationships are a bit, well, let's just say, work in progress? You know that feeling when you're trying to navigate a complicated friendship or family dynamic? It can be exhausting, right? That's what we're diving into today. Building resilient relationships. Because let's be real, strong connections are the foundation of a fulfilling life. We're talking about friendships that weather the storms, families that support each other through thick and thin, and romantic partnerships that feel like a safe haven. Here's the thing. Life throws curveballs. Stress, change, disagreements, they happen to all of us. But how we handle those challenges is what truly defines our relationships. So buckle up, because today we're going to unlock some Stoic wisdom that can help you build relationships that are not only strong, but also flexible and adaptable like a well-trained bonsai tree, always growing and evolving. First things first. Accept impermanence. This sounds pretty heavy, I know, but hear me out. Life is constantly changing. People change, situations change, even our own perspectives shift. Trying to cling to an idealized version of a relationship can actually create resentment and distance. Instead, embrace the flow. Understand that relationships evolve and be open to adapting alongside them. Next up, practice active listening. It's not just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the other person's perspective. Make eye contact, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine empathy. Even if you disagree, try to see things from their point of view. Active listening builds trust and creates a space where both parties feel heard and valued. Third, focus on shared values. What really matters in this relationship? What are your common goals, dreams, or beliefs? Identifying these core values can provide a strong foundation and help you navigate disagreements with compassion and understanding. Think of it like building a house. Strong foundations lead to stronger structures. Now, let's talk about managing conflict constructively. It's inevitable in any relationship, but how we handle it makes all the difference. Avoid blaming or attacking. Instead, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs clearly and respectfully. Aim for solutions that benefit both parties. Remember, it's not about winning or losing. Lastly, cultivate gratitude. Take time to appreciate the good things in your relationships. Express your appreciation verbally through small acts of kindness or by simply being present and engaged. A little gratitude goes a long way in strengthening those bonds. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's a friend of mine who was going through a rough patch with her sister. They had always been close, but lately, everything felt strained. They were constantly arguing, communication broke down, and the resentment was building. Sarah reached out to me feeling lost and overwhelmed. We talked about these principles. Accepting that relationships evolve, practicing active listening, focusing on shared values, managing conflict constructively, and cultivating gratitude. She started putting them into practice, really trying to see things from her sister's perspective, expressing her feelings openly, and focusing on the good times they had shared. It wasn't an overnight fix, but over time things started to shift. They began communicating more effectively, finding common ground, and rediscovering that bond of love and support they had always shared. Remember, building resilient relationships is a continuous journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, challenges and triumphs. But by applying these Stoic principles, you can create connections that are strong enough to weather any storm. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? Is there a particular relationship in your life where you want to apply some of these principles? Maybe it's time to schedule a call with an old friend you haven't spoken to in a while, or try to understand your partner's perspective on something they've been feeling strongly about. The most important thing is to take action. These principles aren't just theoretical, they can make a real difference in your life. So go out there, build those strong and resilient relationships, and let me know how it goes. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And until next time, remember, peace starts within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.